and welcome back to Feathercast. I'm happy to be here with Ninjala Namboa, a political analyst and writer, who will be one of the keynote speakers at the upcoming ApacheCon Europe conference in Berlin.
Thank you for joining me, Ninjala.
Thank you for having me.
So we're back here and we're going to be talking about ApacheCon, and I'm sure our audience would love to learn a little bit more about you. Why don't you introduce yourself and your role?
My name is Ninjala Namboa. I am a Kenyan writer, a political analyst. I do a lot of work in different fields, but what unites them is an interest in people and technology and power and how those three things intersect and how it's technology especially is changing how we understand different concepts of belonging and personhood and worthiness and all of these broad discourses.
Wow, that's great. ApacheCon is very lucky to have you on board with them for this upcoming event.
I'm excited to be there.
I'm very glad to hear that. So talking about ApacheCon, can you give us a little bit of a basic rundown of what your keynote presentation is going to be on?
I basically just want to come and shake things up a little bit and get people in the room thinking about the broader political questions, which is really what I do. So basically, I want to get people to think critically about the broad wholesale application of technology to complex political and social issues. And there are three things that I want to focus on that come from the Kenyan perspective. I want to look at fintech. I want to look at elections. I want to look at trying to use tech basically to address corruption and political management and all of these things. And I focus on Kenya because Kenya is really an interesting case study that's very much on the cutting edge of some of these conversations. And we are seeing, after 10 years of what I call Kenya's first digital decades, we're able to see both the positive and the negative. And what we really need is for the people who are building systems and platforms to be up to speed with the social and the political dimensions of some of these things that are being built.
Wow, that sounds amazing, Ninjala. It really sounds transformative for what you're going to do and what you're going to be presenting on.
I hope so. I hope that people will be challenged, and I hope that people will be curious. You know, my big goal is to leave people curious about things that are happening that are not necessarily at the center of some of the tech conversations that we're having. And I hope to inspire people to go back and look at their work with a little bit of a critical eye and to be a little bit more complex in the way we think about some of these solutions. And that's why I call it sort of a pushback against techno-solutionism, that we can't just keep throwing technology at complex social and political problems. We have to also stop and take stock. And I hope that inspires people to build better.
I think that can lead into some of the key takeaways from the people that are attending. You know, you mentioned that people will become curious or they'll be inspired, as well as they're walking in and they're having a lot of their ideas being challenged throughout the event.
I just hope that people are coming into the conversation with an open mind and an open heart. And I'm really looking forward to people being open to learning new ways of thinking and including myself, new ways of interacting with the world. Because I think we have had a really long period of sort of the tech guys being in one corner and the politics guys being in the other corner. And we're seeing more and more that we need to be in the same rooms and we need to be talking directly to each other. And this is one of the platforms where this is happening. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm excited to, and I hope other people are looking forward to that too. Because I always feel very challenged and I always feel like I've grown intellectually and I'm really looking forward to the talks look amazing, even though I'm not sure that I'll understand everything.
That you're willing to go into these events and these talks and want to challenge yourself and want to understand everything, even though it might be difficult, especially with these new analytical tools, but you're willing to put yourself in these new spaces. Where can folks find more information on ApacheCon?
The details about the event are on the website. You can go onto the ApacheCon website and see the schedule and see the flow of the event and what kind of things would be interesting to you.
All right, everyone. You can head over to the website to check that out. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really loved having you on the show, and we can't wait to hear you at ApacheCon.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. And of course, happy 20th anniversary to Apache.